Network proudly presents The Jay's Blade Show with your host, CyberGolf.com's own Jay Clemmer, and co-starring a galaxy of the golf and sports world's greatest names as a special guest. Yo, 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 this is your main man, DJ Q, telling you to put your hands together for your friend and mine, Jay Clemmer.
All right. Thank you, DJ Q, for starting the show in such style. He is absolutely right. I am Jay Flemmer, and you're listening to Jay's Plays on the Golf News Net Radio Network. Jay's Plays is brought to you by JB's Best Hot Sauce. It's the spiciest, the boldest, the most flavorful hot sauce out there. It's made by a former golf writer, John Brewer of the PGA of America. It's on every table in the Deep South, and it can be on yours, too. When it says JB's, it's the best. All right, everybody, welcome to this pre-US Open, pre-Sawgrass version of the Jay's Plays show. We are getting ready to turn towards Erin Hills and the National Championship. But we're also going to take some time today to talk a little bit about rock and roll and a little bit about running as well, since yours truly is going to be in Pittsburgh playing the Pittsburgh Field Club over the weekend and then running the Pittsburgh Half Marathon. And there's going to be all kinds of terrific concerts to go to this summer, so you can bring your golf clubs out and see your favorite band. So to that end, I want to welcome on board a very special guest. In the tradition of the great American disc jockey, there are those that break the hits and are those that recall the hits. And he is one of the greats on a terrific station called 92.7 The Drive. Give a warm Jay's Plays welcome to Genesee Joe Tricolino. Welcome to the show, Joe.
Hey, thank you, Jay. Thank you for having me. That was quite an introduction. Thank you so much.
Well, you know, it's true, okay? I listen to your show, and I'm a music lawyer, and I learned something. Everybody, Joe's got a joke that he plays on his show from time to time about, oh, how inspiring all this history is. But it really is. You know, he gives you deep cuts from albums that you might not have heard before, or he'll turn you on to some little jam or some little guitar part that you never thought of in a certain way. It really is an advanced degree in music. So tell us a little bit about your show, Joe.
Well, you know, I'm going on my 25th year in broadcasting, Jay, and I've always done classic rock radio, but, you know, me and you have known each other since grade school, and I was always one of those kids that delved into the album, had to see who was on it, had to see who the engineer was and the producer, and just, it took up so much of my time that was my focus. And luckily, thank God, I found a job in radio, and it's just the perfect place for me, I think.
So tell everybody where and how they can listen to your show.
All right, well, we're based out of Utica, New York, and the website is 927thedrive.net. And there is a listen live button there. Also on our Facebook page, facebook.com/927thedrive, there's a listen live button right there. So you can pick us up online or when you're in the area, because we pretty much go from Syracuse to the other side of Little Falls. We cover a lot of central New York.
All right, so there's going to be a bunch of great tours going around both the country and upstate New York. So what attracted your attention right out of the gate of the big summer shows?
You know, the big summer shows, first of all, Roger Waters, Us and Them tour. When they announced that, it was like, all right, he's going to be through Albany. I think he's going to hit Buffalo as well. He is coming up through central New York. And then Barclays Center in Brooklyn, he's going to be there for a couple of nights. But then there's a lot of other greats out there. Santana is out on the road this year. I know he's coming to the Turning Stone, which has, you know, a great event center and great golf up here. Tom Petty doing his 40th anniversary tour. He's out and about. Elvis Costello is out, going to be at the Brewery Omegang in Cooperstown. So, you know, there's a lot of the big, big names through the years. And then there's bands like Hot Tuna out on the road with Tedeschi Trucks Band. The Mowdown Festival is coming back. Your Boys and Fish going to do, what, 13 dates at Madison Square Garden? Isn't that what it is?
The band is going to set a record, and they're going to get a banner. They are doing 13 nights. in sort of a 3-2-3-2-3 setup, you know, with a day off in between each of those. But it will be the longest continuous run in the history of the Garden. They will take a banner away from Billy Joel. And what a story that is. I'm wondering, out of curiosity, have you heard a little bit about the kerfuffle between Fish and Billy Joel?
I did not. And first of all, I want to give you an A+, and I will hug you next time I see you for the word kerfuffle. But no, what is the kerfuffle?
It really is a kerfuffle. Well, here's what happened, okay? Since Fish came back in what we call the 3.0, the third iteration, they have played New Year's at Madison Square Garden every year except one. And Billy Joel keeps trying to get MSG for New Year's, and they keep saying, no, we got Fish. No, we got Fish. No, we got Fish. One year, about 2013, he got all upset, and, you know, he just sort of snarled into the telephone at people, they're a no-good, overrated cover band. Well, word got back to the band, and so for those four nights, they did no covers at all. As you know, they've got, you know, about 20% of their repertoire. They do everything from TV on the radio to Talking Heads to Rolling Stones to some obscure stuff you never heard of before. You know, it's a great dimension that they follow. So Tom Marshall, who wrote songs with Trey, posted on Twitter, he goes, four nights, no repeats, and no covers, so put that bread in your jar, piano man. And so Billy Joel apparently fired back very angrily, and so Fish just, again, 2 years later did the same thing, no covers. And now they're going to get a chance to take one of those banners and have their name up there. You know, Billy Joel did something like 13 or 14 nights, but not in one run, in a year, so that he could pass Elton John and get the second of the two banners that hang from the rafters. So it's an interesting, it'll be fun. I'm going to see the last three. They happen to be on a Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and I highly recommend you go. Joe, if you had the good fortune to see a show in Madison Square Garden, and if so, who was it?
You know what? You're going to be surprised. I've never seen any show in New York City, Madison Square Garden included, obviously. I've never been to a concert in Madison Square Garden or anywhere in the city.
Well, here's what we're going to do. I got a ticket for 8-4. I got an extra. All you have to do is get on the train in Utica, and it will take you right straight to Madison Square Garden, because that's where the Penn Station 34th Street station stop is. And you can just go up the escalator into the garden and see the show and come back home.
You know what? I may take you up on that. I will look into it and see what I've got going on in August, which is, you know, for me, that seems like light years away right now. But let me see about that. You never know.
Now, before we go to break, give us a list of some of your favorite venues around the country to see a show.
All right. Well, you know what? And I'm going to be, a local guy right now. The Stanley Theater in Utica is an excellent place to see a show.
No question.
Always, yep. Always like that. I've had more good experiences at Saratoga Performing Arts Center. I love Saratoga. Whether, you know, back in the day when we used to sit on the lawn or when we used to go inside and get deep, I've always had a good time at Saratoga. The Wiltern Theater in San Francisco was an excellent place. I got to see Phil Lesh and friends there. That was really
cool. Oh, yes.
You know, but those three come to mind right off the top of my head. But God knows I love seeing shows at the Stanley right here in Utica. You know, beautiful old Baroque theater built in the 20s, and just a wonderful place.
It's absolutely gorgeous. It's scintillating, that room. It's every bit as beautiful as the Beacon Theater in New York City. You know, it's funny, New York and Utica share two common bonds architecturally, the Stanley and the Beacon, but also the Utica Memorial Auditorium was modeled after Madison Square Garden.
Yes, it was. It was. And, you know, I've seen a lot of good shows at the Utica Memorial Auditorium. But the sound can be a little funky in there. It's kind of like Carrier Dome or the place down in Albany, whatever they're calling it now, the Knickerbocker or the M&T Bank Arena, whatever it is. Those big places, the sound can be hit or miss. You know what I mean? I've heard some great shows in the on. I've heard some that didn't quite go off. But, yeah, you know, I agree with you. That is so cool the way that it was modeled after Madison Square Garden.
I'll throw this out to you, and then we're going to go to break. Okay, one of my very favorite memories musically was seeing the first rock concert at the Knickerbocker Arena when it was still called the Knickerbocker Arena on 3/24/90 when the Dead played in Albany, and it was pristine. It was mint sound, one of the best sounding concerts I'd ever been to. Anyway, we're going to take a short break. We're going to bring Genesee Joe back for a second segment. You're listening to Jay's Plays on the Golf News Net Radio Network.
That bump music means we're going to have to take a short break. Don't go away. We'll be back at the second half of the show in just a minute.
This is your main man, DJ Q, and you're listening to Jay's Plays on the Golf News Net Radio Network.